Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week podcast. I'm Archie Maharaj, digital content editor of Compliance Week, and in this podcast, I'll be talking to Tiffany Mosley, partner in Kay Scholer's litigation practice and a member of the White Collar and Internal Investigations Group in Washington, D.C. Tiffany is a litigator and a former federal prosecutor with extensive experience in complex, multifaceted corporate investigations and commercial litigation. In this podcast, we will be focusing on internal investigations in Europe. So to begin, Tiffany, have you noticed an increase in the number of internal investigations launched by European corporations in the last few years?
Yes, but I think that uptick is not happening in a vacuum. I think the increase we're seeing in internal investigations is really a global phenomenon. I think we're seeing a steady rise in internal investigations, primarily growing out of the shifting corporate attitude that increasingly views strong compliance processes as a key to business growth. And this attitude is growing out of increased enforcement activities in the last 5 to 10 years, and more recently has been reinforced by increased cooperation between jurisdictions across Europe and around the world, which subjects European corporations to overlapping and often similar but not identical regulatory requirements that carry hefty penalties. At the same time as we've seen an increase in coordinated enforcement activities, there's also been a commensurate decrease in the regulators' tolerance of companies that do not have effective compliance processes in place. In essence, regulators are raising the compliance bar and at the same time encouraging companies to police themselves and voluntarily disclose any uncovered issues. Taking the enforcement of anti-corruption laws as an example, regulators across Europe and around the world have sent strong signals that they will not only vigorously enforce these laws, including sharing enforcement information between the jurisdictions and coordinating on enforcement activities, but that companies are now also expected to have active, robust compliance controls and processes in place to help prevent and detect corruption. So it's the combination of increased enforcement activities and the regulators' emphasis on the importance of compliance controls that have, I think, naturally led companies to more proactively police themselves. One example you could pull off the shelf would be, say, setting up whistleblower hotlines. And these enhanced compliance practices have required companies to reinforce their compliance framework in order to support an increased level of compliance monitoring and internal investigations. It's essentially the domino effect, and I only see this enforcement compliance circle growing in the coming years.
And Adam, that you're able to see this growing in the coming years, do you anticipate any other trends?
I think that the trend will be increased enforcement and that companies will respond accordingly by enhancing their compliance control mechanisms and frameworks.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Any thoughts on anti-corruption laws? Like how do these come into play?
I think anti-corruption laws have been a hot area of enforcement for a while now. They are targeting the same types of behavior, but they don't always have the same requirements. And a lot of European corporations, as well as any other transnational corporation, has to be aware of the differences in the laws and be aware of all of the requirements that those laws place on their companies so that their compliance framework can stay up to date and responsive to current changes.
So with that in mind, that takes me to my next question. What is common challenges compliance officers often encounter when conducting internal investigations?
So as the economy globalizes, more and more European companies across Europe, are operating across Europe and around the world. And in the event of a potential compliance breach, compliance officers have to be able to first understand what happened wherever that conduct took place and wherever the records are kept, and two, assess whether to conduct an investigation into the potential breach under privilege by involving counsel. In a cross-border investigation, which many internal investigations at a European corporation are likely to be these days, local laws will control both of these considerations. So I'm a U.S. attorney, and as a U.S. attorney representing European clients, it's been my experience that access to information in Europe is governed by a web of various data privacy regimes, employment law mandates, and information gathering restrictions. While there's a general data privacy regulation pending before the EU that may harmonize some of the data privacy differences that currently exist between EU member states, it hasn't been adopted yet, and various employment law and data gathering restrictions that vary between European jurisdictions will remain. And in the instance of some European countries, failure to comply with these restrictions carries a criminal penalty. An example that I can pull off the top of my head would, say, be Switzerland. I also think it's important to remember that we all work in the age of cloud computing, and some studies are showing that employees are now using mobile technology to access corporate accounts more than laptops, all of which means that the data implicated by an investigation can be spread across multiple jurisdictions without the employees ever actually leaving their hometown. So compliance officers need to be aware that accessing relevant company data and speaking with employees and then potentially disclosing that information to regulators can be more difficult than it may initially appear. Also, as I mentioned before, it may be advantageous for the investigation to be conducted at the direction of an attorney so that the investigation and its results are privileged. The extent of the attorney-client privilege varies between European jurisdictions, so compliance officers need to work with company counsel to make sure that an internal investigation accounts for these variances in order to provide the strongest privilege protection to the company.
Great. So how can compliance officers manage those challenges that you highlighted associated with internal investigations?
Well, I think that compliance officers have a big job to tackle, and that it's really key for them to be able to plan for any internal investigation that may happen. And part of that planning process needs to involve identifying where the company's data is located, what jurisdictions' laws will impact an investigation, and what internal resources, frequently IT, HR, and legal, will be needed to assist in the investigation. Knowing in advance where data is located, what local laws are in play, and who at the company needs to be involved will help tackle many of the challenges of internal investigations that span Europe and the globe. Also, collecting and analyzing this information has another benefit because it can be used to develop better compliance procedures and improve targeted compliance training, all of which makes the investigation planning process sort of a win on both ends because it not only helps prevent compliance issues in the first place, but it can also help the company be prepared to quickly investigate and understand any potential compliance breaches in the event they occur.
Great. And you mentioned two very important internal resources, IT and HR. So given what you've just said, what are some ways IT and HR can work together?
I think that a compliance officer can serve a very important bridge-building function between the various business teams in the company. And when it comes to the investigation context, I think internal resources from IT and HR can provide very important assistance that will make the investigation much more efficient and effective. So the example that we discussed earlier was that in the age of cloud computing, your documents can be everywhere because they're now all electronic. Your emails, your documents, your databases, and access the information that you need in order to understand the events surrounding the potential compliant breach are going to be stored electronically. So you're going to need to coordinate with your internal IT resources to understand where the data is and how it can be accessed, how it can be moved, and potentially even disclosed. On the HR front, there are different employment law regimes in the different European jurisdictions, some of which may affect your ability to speak to employees or record the conversation. But certainly on the back end, HR can play a very important role in any investigation because if a compliance failure is discovered, the company will need to remediate. And how the company can remediate and deal with its employees will have HR implications. So having HR involved from the beginning on the ground with you through the investigative process can really help make the investigation more effective and efficient.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Tiffany. These were great answers that our audience will find useful. And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.